This is a Dairy Radio Minute.
The coronavirus situation has been a roller coaster for in regards to dairy demand. Most recently, with the uptick in cases and the uptick in government regulations constraining getting together with people and in restaurants, we're seeing a bit of a reversal after things had gotten better, really, since around May. So before coronavirus, more than half of our cheese and butter consumption occurred at food service, at restaurants. So what that means is that when you shut down restaurants or you limit the ability of people to go out to eat, it has a disproportionately negative impact on dairy demand, because when you go out to eat, you butter the bread in a way that you don't do when you're cooking for yourself at home. Now that cases are spiking, we're headed back into what seems to be a real more negative dairy consumption situation.
Matt Gould, editor and market analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter.